Well, you're still not quite making it. Actually, not at all. So, we'll keep the light on. I'm a few minutes off, so I'll be in here for a couple more go rounds as you come out of the hills there. So, I do kind of remember those horizontal flip open phones with the big QWERTY keypads, and I think I even had one, but it's not leaving a lasting mark. I've had so many phones. I've had all sorts of crazy phones. You know, back when, you know, the smartphones were just starting to make their appearance, and, you know, there was bits and pieces, you know. The current phone didn't show up like it is now. It's, you know, it was piecemeal to this point. And I've had them all along the way. Crazy stuff. But nowadays, they're, you know, it's a cookie cutter model. It's just a matter of whether you like the UI or not. They're all pretty much the same. I mean, the Androids, and then the iPhones are all the same, too. So I think the iPhone's a great product. I think it is. But it is really a departure, you know, from Android. And you got to like it, you know, or not, and, for what it is. And, you know, they're similarly got weird quirks and things you can't do and stuff. I wouldn't tolerate it. You know, it's like, I mean, I don't pay all this money for a device to be irritated by silly things. And there's just a lot of things iPhones irritate me about. You know, they're nice. They used to be unique. Now not so much. Their construction was really, really fine. I remember back in the 4 or 5, you know, iPhone 4, iPhone 5 days, they were, you know, then they just, now they look like anything else. You know, it's just really the UI is different. So, and, you know, still rather limiting. And I just don't have time for all that. But, they got a huge dedicated following, that's for sure. PP.